This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for further scrutiny of the legislation. He said the central government's intention is clear and it has nothing to hide over the legislation. Earlier, moving the bill, the minister clarified that this bill is not intended to interfere in the functioning of religious body and it is to provide justice to the disadvantaged and poor sections of Muslim community. Questioning the opposition's claim that the central government has no competency to bring such legislation, he said the subject comes under the concurrent list of the constitution and the centre is competent enough to legislate on it. Mr. Rijiju said the legislation has been brought in accordance with the various recommendations of the Sachar Committee and various committees set up by the previous governments. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government is continuously emphasizing and spending higher and higher amount in capital expenditure since after COVID. She said effective capital expenditure can be pegged at 15.02 lakh crore rupees or 18% over 2023-24. The Finance Minister was making a reply to the discussion on the Finance Bill, Appropriation Bill and Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation Bill in the Rajya Sabha today. Initiating discussion, Congress MP Vivek Tanka said, women do not have special tax labs in the country. He demanded a dedicated working complex for women entrepreneurs. Ramila Ben Bara of BJP said, this budget is for the poor, religious, youth and women. President Draupadi Murmu attended the state banquet hosted in her honour by the Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro at Government House in Wellington today. The banquet was attended by Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, Senior Ministers of New Zealand Government, daughter of President of India Itishri Murmu, Minister of State, Government of India George Kurian, Lok Sabha MPs Jugal Kishore Sharma, Soumitra Khan, Senior Members of Indian Delegation and Members of Indian Diaspora in New Zealand. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, the minister informed that he received a call from UK Foreign Secretary and discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia. Indian High Commission in Dhaka, including four more assistant high commissions, are in touch with Indian nationals in Bangladesh who want to come back. Addressing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that around 19,000 Indian nationals, including 9,000 students, are in Bangladesh at present. He added that the government is in constant touch with the High Commission to ensure the safety of nationals. Mr. Jaiswal also expressed hope for the restoration of normalcy in the region as soon as possible so that the High Commission can resume its full functions. Mizoram and Assam will hold ministerial-level talks to resolve a long-standing border dispute between the two northeastern states tomorrow, an official of Mizoram Home Department said today. The delegations of both the states would meet at the state guest house in Aizawl at 4 p.m., the official said. The Mizoram delegation would be headed by Home Minister K. Sabdanga, while the Assam team would be led by its Border Protection and Development Minister Atul Bora, who will be accompanied by Home Department officials from the state. In the forex market today, Indian rupee depreciated 1 paise and ended at 83.96 against the US dollar. The dollar index, which indicates US dollar strength against a basket of six other leading currencies, nudged higher to 103.1 in intraday trade. In Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Aman Sehrawat has stormed into the semi-final of the 57th freestyle wrestling category at beating Albania's Zilem Khan Abakarov 12-0. After flooring his Macedonian opponent in the previous round, he trounced Zilem Khan as well, making it to the last four of the contest. The men's hockey bronze medal match between India and Spain is underway at Stade Yves Du Manoir. India is leading by 2-1 in the fourth quarter. In addition, Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra will aim to defend his title in the javelin throw final, scheduled for late in the night at 11:55 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.